Friday brought more bad economic news. Leading the list, worse than expected U.S. job losses in January that amounted to 598,000. In Asia, more bad news as Japanese electronics maker Sharp says it will lay off 1,500 domestic employees in an effort to save just over $2 billion. And the world's biggest car producer, Toyota, has revised its losses for 2008. It now expects those losses to be three times higher than previous estimates, with a total of around $5 billion. In Germany, manufacturing output contracted by 4.6% in December, the steepest decline in 20 years. Here in Britain, company bankruptcies were up by more than 50%. London insolvency expert Nick Hood says a lot of those bankruptcies were small businesses.
These are family-owned businesses across all sectors in the UK economy, and the pressures they're facing are the fastest deteriorating markets any of them have ever seen, a complete uncertainty about where they're going, and of course great difficulty in accessing funding for their businesses.
Even so, investors seem to shake off the torrent of bad news. Both European and Asian stock markets climbed Friday. Japan's Nikkei index gained 1.6%, and Britain's FT 100 swelled by 2.1%. Germany's DAX added 2.4%, and France's CAC 40 surged 2.1%. Investors were optimistic about the pending U.S. stimulus plan expected to win approval from U.S. lawmakers. Also helping were growing expectations governments would do more to help the world's struggling finance sector. In the United States, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is expected to deliver a speech Monday outlining an overhaul of the government's $700 billion financial rescue program. It's expected to include steps to extract the failed assets from bank balance sheets. In Asia, better-than-expected manufacturing and bank lending reports this week helped boost confidence that Beijing's efforts to safeguard the economy were beginning to show results. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.